My mornings are chaos. I need coffee that works as hard as I do. That's why I drink Everyday Dose, coffee with benefits. It's rich, delicious coffee boosted with mushrooms, collagen, and nootropics. Everything I need for focus and balance, ready in 30 seconds. The Black Friday sale is on. Get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit, a free A2 probiotic creamer, and over $100 in free gifts. Plus, enter for a chance to win $100 cash or get your entire order refunded. Visit everydaydose.com/podcast or use code podcast at checkout.
Welcome to the show about food, fun places, and the mayhem of life. It's the Tyler Glenn Show.
Time to start thinking about the nice stuff that you're going to be doing for Dad this weekend. Also, it was a big parade weekend and summer fair we had this weekend. And so we're going to take a look at some of the good shots coming out of downtown for the parade this past weekend. That's on the agenda today. Oh, thank you for that. Also on the show today, what hotel was used in the new Lilo and Stitch movie that is just absolutely massive? It's a real hotel you can stay at, and we'll go on a bit of a tour this morning. Also, the top five things people steal from hotels. 21 states that have the absolute worst food in America. Worst food. We're often talking about some of the best food that we can eat, and This Monday morning, we're talking about some of the worst foods imaginable. Maybe you've tried some of them, and I don't like the fact that they threw boiled peanuts in the mix here. I hate to be a spoiler of my own little bit, but boiled peanuts, one of the worst foods? Come on now. That can't be possible. Papa John's has introduced a new wild crust that has got people talking, and we'll tell you a little bit about that. And good news, it's available on both sides of the border, so we'll touch on that. A new survey reveals life's biggest little things, tiny things, that drive people nuts. And we'll talk a bit about that and about what drives you crazy coming up on the show. And if you're a fan of the Florida Panthers, you've obviously are in a good mood because that series is now all tied up at one. What was it? Double overtime winner. Wow. Game 3 goes tonight in Florida. Not just the countdown to Father's Day, but I want to make mention that I heard from a young woman named Abby in Brandon, and she has got a big open house coming up. Weddings by Abby has an open house on June the 21st. That's not this coming Saturday. That is next Saturday at their location at 3G 389 Park Avenue East in Brandon. It goes 11 until 4. So if you know somebody that's about to get married, getting married, thinking about marriage, just likes to look at fun and awesome stuff involving weddings, you're going to want to put this in your phone. Smoked and Sauced will be there. Oakland Estate, Happy Skin, Photography 204. And that's all happening a week from Saturday at 3G 389 Park Avenue East in Brandon. Weddings by Abby. The RM of Pipestone Handyvan, Sandy Lake Elphinstone Handyvan, Verdunaud Restoration, Christian Heritage School, and Burroughs Trail Arts Council. Together, all these groups getting nearly $47,000 with Sunrise CU Building Communities Grant Program. There will be a fall intake for this program. Visit sunrisecu.mb.ca. A scavenger hunt goes today. Gift cards, gift certs, prizes, and more. They've got a movie night coming on Thursday, June the 19th. A free event with popcorn and drink included. All guests are welcome. The month of June is chocked full of family fun activities. Check out all the details at elkhornresort.mb. MB.ca. Get a co-op number. You go shopping, get some gas, get some groceries, hardware items. People who shop at the co-op are the owners of the store, because with that co-op number, you get a little piece of the pie, the big pie, the profits at the end of the year. That's what makes co-ops so special. So sign up and get a co-op number today. You'll be so glad you did. Heritage Co-op, Pemina, Twin Valley, Valley View, Boundary Co-op, and Hamiota Co-op too. The top five things people steal from hotels. Can you believe people steal mattresses from hotels? And I don't think it's stealing. I'm sorry. If, like, those pens are paid for. Those pens are promotional items, as well as your shampoo. But the shampoo isn't listed. Here is a list, according to a recent survey, of the top items most stolen from hotels. Far and away, number one is towels at 77.5%. 1,157 hoteliers in 2019 were asked which items are most commonly stolen. Bathrobes came in at number two at 65.1%, followed by hangers. Do you need more hangers? I don't think we need more hangers. I think we're good in the hangers department. 39% said pens. It's not stealing their promotional items. Cutlery. Cosmetics. What hotel are you staying at that is giving you cosmetics? Batteries. People actually crack open. How sad is our world when people go into the remote control and steal the batteries from the remote control? Are batteries really that expensive? I mean, it's really the only the remote control that's got batteries, right? Artwork. 20% take artwork. No wonder every time I'm in a hotel and I go to like straighten up the picture, I can't straighten it. It's glued to the wall. It's bolted to the wall. I'm thinking to myself, why are they bolting the artwork to the wall? Then I think, well, probably for guys like me who aren't paying attention, have a couple of beers or something, and then brush up against the wall. The painting falls down. The frame cracks and crashes, and that's damage. So this way, if they've got it bolted to the wall, I can't mess with it. I can't have an accident. But no, people are actually, yes, checking out. Looks like you've got something under your arm, like a picture. Did you just recently buy? No, I took this from the room. 15% blankets, pillows at 14%, then dishes, tablet computers, the remote controls, hair dryers, light bulbs, coffee makers, TV sets. 6% walk out with the TV set. Hey, nice TV. Where'd you get that?
At the Super 8. I was recently at the Super 8. It's just like you spend the weekend at the hotel, you get a free TV.
I don't think that's how that works. Actually, I don't think that's how that works. 4% take the phone. I'm surprised there's even still phones in the hotel room. You're stealing the phone? 4% said lamps, and 4.3% said lamps, and 4.2% said the mattress. Now, I've thought about it. I've stayed in hotels where the mattress is so good. I thought, oh my God, I should steal the mattress. It's just so comfy cozy. Cindy says, cutlery? Really? The light bulbs. Like, okay, I'm going to reach into the light fixtures and unscrew the light bulbs so I can take it home. Dear guests, due to the popularity of our guest room amenities, our housekeeping department now offers these items for sale. Alarm clocks are $25. Coffee makers, $50. Hair dryers, $45. Bath towels are $20. Blankets are $50. Comforters are $80. Each guest room attendant is responsible for maintaining the room items. Should you decide to take these articles from your room instead of obtaining them from the housekeeper, we'll assume you approve a corresponding charge to your account. That is smart. Talk about a passive-aggressive way to say, hey, listen, just be aware that if you take stuff, hey, we don't consider it stealing. We consider it a purchase that you've made, and we'll charge your account accordingly. Smart. Some other strange things people have stolen, according to the study. A grand piano from the hotel lobby. How in the hell would you steal a piano? The entire stereo system from the hotel spa area. Wooden sauna benches. A stuffed boar's head. So there's probably alcohol involved with that one. And someone has tried to steal the numbers off the hotel door. Stealing the hotel. There's a saying that if it's available, people will steal it. Well, and this is from 2019. I think that, you know, if it's even loose, they're taking it. It used to be that if it was even remotely tied down, they might have to work to take. But I'm thinking, hey, it's 2025. Everything's fair game. Oh, good God. Steal everything. Wow. Stealing the numbers right off the doors. I mean, what's next? Stealing the do not disturb sign? Well, I'm sure people steal that too. No one wants to be moving a piano. Jesus, I think there's few things that are heavier than a damn piano, let alone trying to sneak one out of a hotel lobby.
My God.
Now, if you're thinking of getting an electric vehicle, please see my friends at Westman's number one EV dealership, Marie GM and Brandon. They've got a tremendous selection. Got the Silverado, the Hummer EVs, Equinox, the Blazer. Marie GM is your top destination for EVs in Western Manitoba with lower fuel costs, tax incentives, lower maintenance, and more. Visit 1500 Richmond Avenue at Auto Fashion. From minor dents to a full showroom shine, Auto Fashion has you covered. MPI-SGI accredited for hail damage. They do window tinting, interior and exterior detailing, ceramic coating and paint protection, and more. See it all at autofashion.ca. You can also visit them at 255 17th Street North behind Lee's Buffet and Best West Pet Foods. If you're going to be doing some grilling this weekend, that means a hot dog or a hamburger is going to be hitting the grill, and you want to put it in the best bun known to man. Brandon's Bakery is Kuiper's Family Bakery. Sweet pastries. Every loaf, bun, cookie made by passionate bakers who love what they do. 1411 First Street, just north of the First and Richmond Corner, beside Tasty's. What hotel was the new Lilo and Stitch movie filmed? It's called the Kahala Hotel on Oahu. Have you seen the new Lilo and Stitch movie? You know, it doesn't matter what the show or the movie is. It becomes a big deal and everyone wants to go there. We saw that with the White Lotus and the tremendous amount of tourist attention that they got for that TV show. Everyone wanted to go to Thailand. Now, after Lilo and Stitch could be the big movie of the year, the Lilo and Stitch live action makeover could be the movie of the year, and it was filmed on location at the Kahala Hotel and Resort, nestled in the quiet upscale Kahala neighborhood of Oahu. Key scenes were shot on the property's pristine beachfront and within the lush resort grounds. So if you ever want to go to Hawaii and stay at the hotel where they did Lilo and Stitch, I'm going to link this up through my website at tylerglennshow.com. Should we take a look and see what it costs? I think we should see what it costs. So that's where they did Lilo and Stitch. But how much does it cost? So rooms and suites, where what are we going to stay? Let's cheap out, okay? Let's do it on the cheap. Oh, here we go. Look at, beachfront, oceanfront, ocean view. How long are we going for? A week or a weekend? Let's just do a long weekend in Hawaii. What do you think is going to be the cheapest room? When do we want to check in? And so summer months are going to be cheaper, you would think. People want it. Let's go for the 4th of July. That's a long weekend. So if we're going to go for the American long weekend, you're looking at, Molly was very close, $1,475 a night. But you get breakfast. Wow. Sleeps for 550 square feet. So a long weekend, three nights, is going to cost you. Who is staying here? We are so poor. We are so poor. Holy shit. Times three nights just for a long weekend is at this hotel is going to cost you $6,200 Canadian for a long weekend. $6,200. And you haven't even flown there yet. There's a piano. One of those stealable pianos. Papa John's has got a new pizza crust that it is introducing, and I love when this happens. We talk about new product launches on the show all the time, and often they'll introduce something in the United States, and they won't have it in Canada. But we've done well. Last couple of product introductions on the show have been on both sides of the border at the same time. Thank you for doing that. Papa John's is the latest to introduce something new and exciting, and it is both in Canada and the U.S. effective June of 2025. So chances are they have rolled it out here too. Maybe you've even had it. Cheddar infused pizza crust. That sounds delicious. Are you a fan of Papa John's? I like the little butter dip that they give you with it. We've taken a perfectly aged cheddar cheese, added a specific crafted garlic and herb seasoning blend, and sprinkled it all on top of our fresh original dough to create cheddar cheese crust. I guess it'd be like if you made a pizza and put it on a cheese bun. That, I have to tell you, that looks good. Some of the feedback already coming in. Quote, the new cheddar crust is friggin' amazing. This is in Atlanta and the closest location to the HQ, so I assume that's why it's so good. If that's not enough cheesy goodness for you, the chain also launched new cheddar cheese sticks. Papa John's pizza dough covered with garlic sauce, topped with seasoned cheddar cheese and baked into a crispy golden brown, served with pizza dipping sauce. Again, outstanding. When I make homemade pizza, I use nacho cheese sometimes. which is like that Mexicali combination of mozzarella and cheddar. I actually like cheddar cheese on pizza, so I can't wait to try this, actually. I think it would be good. Cindy says, saw the commercial for it last night. Looks good. Murray Chevrolet, Cadillac, Buick, GMC, Certified Service Express, the official oil change of the Tyler Glenn Show. And, of course, they make a donation to Samaritan House, Helping Hands, and the Bear Clan every time you go there. So do check them out, 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. Don't forget, Wednesday is Win Back Wednesday. That is where you could get your purchase for free. Second Wednesday of each month, they do that with upwards of $500 in receipts. And look at what is on sale this week at the store. Magnesium bisglycinate. Health First's magnesium bisglycinate. One of the many specials you're going to find this week at Headley's Health Hut, 1314 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. Don't forget Health First Flyer. And you can get those links through the Headley's Health Hut. Links on their social media channels. And Wednesday, big day at the store with Win Back Wednesday. If you're thinking of doing a will and making some plans for the future as to who gets what and when and where and how much, Epp can break all that down for you. Epp Law Office is going to hold your hand through the entire process, whether that be some corporate law, whether that be the transfer of real estate, or you're looking at settling estates. Please remember my friends at Epp Law Office, 642 18th Street, Unit A, across from the RBC. A new survey reveals the biggest little things that drive people nuts. Just tiny, tiny little things that drive us crazy. 2,000 adults were surveyed. Leading the charge was at 46% was the moment of spotting a nemesis in public. Do you have a nemesis? What the hell is a nemesis? Oh my God, I've spotted my nemesis in public. Okay. Now, thankfully, I don't have somebody who's ripped me off. I don't have somebody who's stolen my wife or has stolen my car, or I don't think I have a nemesis, but apparently people have nemesis. And when you run into your nemesis in public, that is the worst thing. Followed by somebody showing up at your house without calling first at 44%. Isn't that something? So when you think, I'm going to stop by and surprise somebody, I'm not going to call first. Keep in mind, 44% of people, it got the silver medal for the most annoying and stressful and pet peeve thing you could do. It's life's biggest little things that drive people nuts. Showing up and not calling first. Who got the bronze medal for third place? People talking to you when you desperately want silence. I just need a do not disturb sign on my door of life. I need people to leave me alone. Technology, unsurprisingly, plays a starring role in modern anxiety. A whopping 40% cited lagging Wi-Fi as a major stressor. I hate that. That's something. Out of these top three, and it could even be my own Wi-Fi. And it could not even, it may not even be the Wi-Fi. It might be that I've loaded too much onto my Amazon stick or my computer is trying to do something crazy I've asked it to do. I could feel the blood pressure just. It's like you. Beyond these micro annoyances, we are stressed about bigger picture issues too. Nearly half said just thinking about how expensive everything has gotten sends anxiety into overdrive. While 40% said running late stresses them out, 39% said simple miscommunication, whether that be online or in person, gives them a headache of stress. How are we coping with all this? 58% turned to music, followed by deep breathing, meditation, and pet cuddles. This is why pets are so damn important. Why I'm rather surprised at the lengths of emotional pain that I'm going through these days. That is the biggest surprise out of this whole thing. Those little furry guys, they help us deal with stress. We would rather find our favorite artist or band than our partner when we need to de-stress. We need music. We need music. The survey also released some concerning trends about stress and sleep. 73% of us say stress impacts our quality of life. 77% reported affects our sleep. and our phone habits aren't helping. Only 20% of us avoid looking at our phone past a certain time each night, and just 11% avoid checking them before a certain time in the morning. We're on it. You're awake. You're on your phone. I do have a time before I go to bed that I shut it down. I have to. I don't think I'd be able to sleep. But what's interesting is that if you're worried about the economy, if you're worried about things happening, you're not alone. People are simply stressed out by thinking about how expensive things have become. But if you're going to show up at someone's door, give them a text first. That's an easy one we can fix. I mean, the top three really, well, aside from running into your nemesis, that's not controllable. But the others are. Being in a quiet spot, we have to respect people's quiet spaces. And then simply send a text. Hey, are you home? I was thinking of coming over in about 15 minutes. Give them a heads up. Gosh, you know what you need for breakfast? You need Ryan Reynolds breakfast. Are you seeing this everywhere? Every time I turn the TV on, pass a billboard, Ryan Reynolds is telling me about his breakfast at Tim Hortons. And it is delicious. It is amazing. The Chipotle sauce is the star of the show. And I have to be honest with you. When you've got that, the little box of crispy hash browns, crispy bacon, beautiful scrambled eggs, and that Chipotle sauce on top, it is a fantastic mix. So check it out for a limited time at Tim Hortons. And of course, last week we tried the Supreme Stack for lunch, served hot out of the oven, tall stack of seasoned steak, double smoked bacon, caramelized onions, cheddar, matzah, and Monterey Jack cheeses, and creamy peppercorn sauce on a potato bun. An incredible new offering at Tim Hortons with 10 locations to serve you in Brandon, Verdon, Neepawa, Dauphin, and Mooseman. Thanks to everybody who came out to the PRCA Rodeo this weekend. Next up on the menu is the Car and Bike Show on the 27th and 28th. Thomas Carnival is coming for the 4th of July weekend. And we are starting to gear up for the Gary LaVox, the lead singer of Rascal Flatts. That is going to be a great show. Lil Jon in August, Tracy Byrd in November. Go to SkyDancerCasino.com for show and hotel details, where the sky's the limit. If you're looking for furniture, appliances, electronics, the No Money Miracle continues this week. You don't need any cash. You pay nothing till 2027. No money down, not even the taxes or the fees, and no monthly payments with 0% interest. Up to 50% off select sofas, up to 50% off clearance mattresses, and up to 50% off select beds. That's just the tip of the iceberg. Check them out in the West End of Brandon at leons.ca. 21 states where the food is absolutely awful. Oh, Molly. Wisconsin, something called cannibal sandwiches. Apparently in the Milwaukee area, there's something called a cannibal sandwich. Raw hamburger meat mixed with raw onion on a bun. Oh, that's steak tartare. But you got to be really careful. This can be dangerous. You're eating raw hamburger, you have to be really, really careful. In Pennsylvania, they have something called Altoona pizza. It's made with American cheese instead of your regular cheddar or mozzarella, which is, that's kind of awful, actually. In Arkansas, they eat something called mountain oysters. In this part of the world, we call them prairie oysters. And translation, they are testicles of usually a large animal. In this part of the world, it is bull balls. Has anyone ever had a prairie oyster? In this case, mountain oysters. Now, if you did not tell me what it was and it's fried, I'm eating it. In Ohio, they have something called skyline chili. This chili has spaghetti in it. Spaghetti, chili, and that actually looks pretty good. I'd take that one. Ooh, the Luther Burger in Georgia. Oh, my God. It's a white meat. Nah, they were lying to you. That was a marketing ploy. It can't be white meat. They were putting chicken balls in there and saying, oh, yeah, these are bull's balls. The thing that separates a Luther burger from a regular burger is the bread. Oh, it's a donut. I didn't even notice that. Oh, my God. See, the bread is not the star of the show on a burger for me. Like, immediately my eyes were drawn to the smash burger, the texture of the beef with the cheese and the bacon. I'm sorry. In this instance, I didn't even know there was a donut on there. Okay, that looks good to me. In Alabama, something called white barbecue sauce. No thanks. Barbecue sauce should not be white. I'm sorry. It's typically, and it's an Alabama staple, it's made with mayonnaise, hot sauce, Worcestershire sauce, apple cider vinegar, and spices. I'm sure it tastes good. if you're eating in the dark, but my barbecue sauce should not be white. Maryland stuffed ham. Hey, kids, want your boiled ham stuffed with greens that look like grass clippings? It's a corned ham filled with cabbage, kale, onion stuffing, and it's served cold in Maryland. It's a Maryland Christmas tradition that goes back over 200 years. I can't say I'd be like fighting somebody over it, but I wouldn't mind trying it. The Midwest bologna salad sandwiches. A bologna sandwich on brioche bread with mayonnaise and relish. Have you ever had one of these? Like, what's interesting is that, I'm sorry, tuna fish is probably cheaper than bologna in our upside down economy right now. So I'm not exactly sure why you're making a bologna salad sandwich when you could easily make a tuna salad sandwich, which is delicious with mayo and pickles in it. Bologna? Oh, God. Sorry, bologna belongs on the barbecue. In Utah, funeral potatoes. Oh, man, I love these. I love funeral potatoes. This is basically hash browns with like onion soup mix, isn't it? It's a cheesy potato casserole made with potatoes, fresh, cubed, or defrosted hash browns, cream of chicken soup, sour cream, shredded cheddar cheese, and corn flakes. Oh, I love this. I could eat this whole plate right here. I didn't know they were called funeral potatoes, though. That seems kind of weird. In Missouri, St. Louis-style pizza. I love St. Louis-style pizza. Sweet tomato sauce, provolone cheese, and served in squares rather than the slice. We have some pizza places here that serve it in squares. Creamed oysters in Massachusetts. In Pennsylvania, it's scrapple. The hell is that? A meat pudding made with pork scraps, including organs, spices, and cornmeal, pan-fried until crispy, eaten with breakfast. I have never heard of this before. Have you ever seen this? Scrapple. Pork scraps and cornmeal, and then fried. I'd eat that. That looks good. This is all disgusting, Sis Molly. Then you got boiled peanuts from Georgia. Okay, these are fantastic. That's a bad picture. That's a bad picture. How could anyone pay good money for this? Oh, come on now. And I have got to get my hands on some really high-quality hamburger to try a steak tartare before I die. Bucket list food. Bucket list food. Just got to get around to it and get my nerve up to have a cannibal sandwich, as they call it. I'm going to post this, the Papa John stuff, coffee ground stuff, the hotel in Hawaii, and everything on the website at TylerGlennShow.com. So you can have a peruse, maybe book a hotel. It's only that Lilo and Stitch Hotel is only $1,500 a night. It's a steal of a deal. Really, it is. Hey, boys and girls, hey, thanks so much for hanging out with me today and being on the show. I really appreciate it. Thanks for being here, guys, and we'll see you again tomorrow at 7.
Thanks for listening. For more on the food, fun, places, and mayhem we talked about on today's show, visit TylerGlennShow.com.